This is going to be one of the most difficult Monday Mount Rushmore.
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
Because we're going to want to carve about 20,000 heads on this mountain.
Yeah.
Because all chores stink.
Yes.
That's why they're called chores.
Yeah. I wonder where that word, the origin of the word chore.
It's Latin for trash. I don't know. It's Latin for don't want to do nothing. But
we have to do it.
Ugh. Do
take
you?
Take care of chores. Yeah.
Want to do it.
So, Antoine, please explain how this all works.
All right. So, on Monday, we do a Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore typically has the four presidents that have made such an impact on our country. We like to take those presidents off and put four new things up there based off of how we feel, the things we love, or in this case, things that we hate.
Yeah. So you're looking for that, the ultimate four of whatever it is. And sometimes it's, you know, the best foods. Mm-hmm. This is not that. This is the worst household chores.
Yes.
It makes sense on a Monday when you have to get back to like going to work and stuff. I mean, work as its own, that's a whole different Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Work is not a household chore, though. It's
no,
a life
it's not.
Chore. So we're going to have to figure out the four worst chores that deserve to be thrown up there on Mount Rushmore. And then this part, it'll be open to the public, and you can come and you can throw tomatoes at all of these. We'll give you a free rotten tomato, and you just heave it at the face of whatever it is.
Ooh.
What's your least favorite, Monica?
I'm going to say raking leaves.
Ooh, that was mine. That was mine.
Raking leaves sucks. And you know raking leaves is bad, and I agree that it's bad, because it takes a lot for a cheapskate like me to pay someone else to do something.
And not that much.
I've quit leaves. I'm done. That was this
you
year of my
back.
Life. It's called the I'm a grown man quote, where you say, I'm a grown man. I don't have to blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Rake leaves. That was the one I said this year. So I ain't doing it no more. I ain't never touching a leaf again.
Especially because if you have to rake, unless you bag them right then, the wind comes and blows and blows them all over.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's never ending.
It is never ending. And then you rake all your leaves and your stupid neighbor doesn't rake theirs and all their leaves blow into your yard. And why does it not reciprocate in the other direction?
Nope.
I can never understand. My leaves never seem to blow anywhere. Boy, they just
stay
fall
right
down
there.
The ground. I must have glue in my grass or something because they go right down.
That's no good. But you're not doing it again.
No, I'm not.
Never again.
Somebody else is going to do it.
Okay, so raking leaves is being thrown out there.
I want to throw up there dusting.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's just, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not fun. There's nothing fun about, there's no way to really make it fun and get the job done.
There's nothing fun about any of these.
That's also true.
And you can sit here and say, what about jumping into a pile of leaves? You say, you be quiet, child, who's not responsible for the actual raking or putting away.
Exactly.
Dusting is the worst because dust gets on everything.
It's everywhere.
And it's such a pain. I mean, you vacuum a floor, for example, vacuum, mm-hmm. and you're done. Dusting is in and out of every crevice, every picture frame, every wire, every cable box, like, you know, whatever it is.
It takes time.
It takes way too much time. And by the time you're done dusting a whole house, dust has started to accumulate back where you started in the first place. Dusting.
Yeah,
oh, man,
that needs to be up there.
Yeah. Well, laundry. I mean, laundry. is the never-ending tedium of gross, especially if you have children. So then you got to handle everything that they've pooped in or thrown up on or just spilled everything and snotted all over the place. Or your husband, if he does all of those things, too.
Now, when you say laundry, are we including from putting the clothes in the wash machine all the way to folding the clothes and everything?
To completion, my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an... It doesn't feel like an all-day thing, but it really is an all-day thing because you're waiting to switch over the laundry, and then do you fold when everything's done? Do you wait?
Yeah. We're going to do the four, and then you can argue if you want to get something on the mountain or off the mountain. The fourth one I'm going to put up there for now is making dinner.
Oh, making dinner,
And this comes from someone, I enjoy cooking, and I enjoy food, and I enjoy producing it, but it is the never-ending, exhausting onslaught of there's always another dinner that needs to be prepared for. Always.
And then if you have family that's, like, picky, you know, you may be making a couple dinners.
Oh, I know, and I said I'd never do that, and I do that all the time. So I'm making two dinners, sometimes three dinners, various things, and dinner is never-ending. Even laundry. It's not every day, but it's in some places. But you could not do laundry and just do it the next day. It's not like you can just not do dinner.
But I could imagine, like, looking at your kids, like, after doing laundry, be like, I just washed that shirt. You're going to wear it today.
Yep.
I just washed it yesterday. You're going to put it, you're going to dirty it up the very next day. You're so rude.
And they're going to pour gravy and powdered donuts all over it. I believe one of them is coming off right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to make.
There are a lot that could go up.
Oh, I know. There's so many. We could have 700 different Mount Rushmores just for this. Right now we have raking leaves, dusting, laundry, and making dinner.
Okay.
Here's some new suggestions. Text 52353, Nikki from West Virginia. The toilet is the worst.
Yeah.
There's that's a couple disgusting. Other
bathroom and toilet and all that stuff.
Because with the with cleaning the toilet, like laundry, like you could be surprised. Like, oh, I don't have a lot of clothes to do.
Yeah.
When you go to clean the toilet, you're getting the same crap.
Oh, yeah. Literally. That's actually pun intended. A case where you can use that word. And the one with the toilet, too, is even when a toilet's clean, it doesn't feel clean to me.
Yeah. How clean is clean for a toilet?
There is no such thing. Even a new toilet feels dirty to me. You get one from the store, I'm like, gross. I got to wash my hands. I touch this toilet. Amanda says dishes. That's a fair argument, too.
But now with a dishwasher, you have a dishwasher. Yeah,
but you got to load and unload and all of those things.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put that one on there. Mm. Not if you have a dishwasher.
And here's a couple, you know, there's some of this kitty litter. I totally agree, but just don't have a cat. And then,
that's the answer to that question.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, again, you can't eliminate dinner. You can't eliminate laundry. You can't eliminate dust. Cat litter, you can, that one, you can, I don't know, teach them to poop outside or whatever it is. And then text 52353. And here's where I'm going to make the argument. So Juliana says cleaning out the refrigerator is the worst chore ever. And I do agree that it's a terrible chore. Mm-hmm. But here's where it has inspired me to remove one of the other ones from the list. Dusting, laundry, and making dinner are chores that they are never ending, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Never. However, leaves, while I do find it to be utterly horrible, it's once a year, much like the refrigerator. And I don't think either of those belong on this list in comparison to having to clean a bathroom.
Yeah.
Cleaning a bathroom, toilet, shower. And the shower is the most annoying one, too, because you think, here's a place that's just covered in soap all the time. Why does it get so dirty? Mm. It should clean itself. And why it's doesn't like, it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bathrooms.
I think bathrooms is in and leaves are out.
And then when you think about bathrooms, you have the toilet, like you said, the shower, you have the sinks, you have the mirror.
You have the beard hair that we discussed earlier.
Yeah, the bathroom's
up there.
You
go to my house, you have my wife's shower hair wall that is just awful. Do you get the hair wall, Antoine? I mean, I know you don't because you have no hair.
I don't. What is the hair wall?
This is what women do.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I assume that much.
Is they when they do things with their hair, they clean it or shampoo it or whatever it is. You know, hair comes out all the time. Mm-hmm. And their hair, longer. So my wife sticks it to the wall of the shower and claims that she's going to, you know, I'm going to clean that later.
What is she going to? What?
But later is never because I always see the hair
wall. I've
never
heard of this before.
And it goes into these weird shapes where it will sort of look like a sunrise or a face or something like that. It's like an art project. And it's just. It's nasty, girl.
That's funny. Yeah. I think bathrooms, they skyrocket.
All right. Welcome in, bathrooms. Plus, I think it is very fitting for this Mount Rushmore of household chores that there be a big, giant toilet carved up there so you can throw rotten tomatoes at it, too. So that is the verdict right now. Bathroom / toilet, dusting, laundry, and making dinner.
Yeah.
The four worst household chores up there on the worst Mount Rushmore ever.